USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vladimir Putin is planning to step down as Russia's president next year amid growing fears for his health. The claim is made by Moscow political scientist Valery Soloviev in the paper The Sun. Soloviev also said the Russian leader's girlfriend and his two daughters are pushing him to leave office. There's speculation Putin has contracted Parkinson's disease from medical people watching videos on Putin's recent public appearances. Russian lawmakers are also considering legislation proposed by Vladimir that would grant all future Russian ex-presidents lifetime immunity from criminal prosecution. Election officials in several states said Thursday they are worried about their safety of their staffs amid a stream of threats and gathering of angry protesters outside their doors. Joe Gloria, the Register of Voters in Clark County, said, "I can tell you that my wife and my mother are very concerned for me." While the protests have not been violent or very large, local officials were distressed by the crowds and concerned about the relentless accusations. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Texas police have made an arrest in the fatal shooting of actor Eddie Hassel in Dallas last weekend. Grand Prairie police say they arrested 18-year-old DeJean Antone on a capital murder charge Wednesday in Dallas, according to the Associated Press. Hassel was best known for roles in NBC's Surface and 2010's Oscar-nominated The Kids Are All Right. He was also in the 2017 films Oh Lucy and Bomb City. Police spokesman Mark Vecita said he was a victim of wrong place, wrong time. The United States has set a record for the number of new coronavirus cases in a single day, recording more than 100,000 on Thursday. The number of hospitalized patients or those that have died were not included in the report by the New York Times. Denmark's State Serum Institute, which deals with infectious diseases, has found mink-related versions of coronavirus in 214 people since June. That's according to a report on its website Thursday. One strain of the mutated coronavirus, which has prompted Denmark to wipe out its entire herd of mink, has, however, only been found in 12 people on 5 mink farms. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NASCAR is wrapping up their season Sunday for the season finale 500 at Phoenix Motor Speedway. Driver Denny Hamlin.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just, you know, we've achieved our goal for the year. Our goal is to get to the final four. After that, it's all about circumstances. You have to have a fast car and you have to have things fall your way if you want to be a champion. So, it's like I said, I agree with Kevin, it's a little different than it used to be. And so now it just comes down to one race. We've achieved our goal, 2 years in a row now making the final four. Hopefully we can finish this thing off. We obviously had a great Phoenix last year. Things were a lot different. You had a different aerodynamic package. But certainly I feel like when I go there that I'm going to roll off and hopefully have a race winner.
Driver Joey Logano.
Yeah, of course we're excited. We're ready to go. This is a great opportunity. We were able to lock ourselves in a couple weeks ago and be able to breathe for a minute and get through these last couple of races. What a crazy race it was today for those guys trying to get their way in. So, glad we were able to keep some momentum up, get a good starting spot. I don't know where we're going to be for next week yet, but hopefully it's a good starting spot and we're able to, fight our way and try to get our second championship.
The drivers in the final four racing for the Cup are Joey Logano, Chase Elliott, Brad Keselowski, and Denny Hamlin. The race starts at 3 p.m. Eastern on NBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.